السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah bless you with afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the khidmat for deen. Hadrat Muftisab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم to you, Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, verses 25 to 29. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us how the Pharaoh Fir'aun and his comrades and cronies were all drowned in the Red Sea. Now, what was the consequence of that? Almighty Allah informs us regarding the aftermath. Kam taraku min jannati wa uyun. How much did they leave behind? Min jannat, the wonderful gardens and orchards. Wa uyun, and the springs. They lived in the lap of luxury, and all that they had to leave behind. وَزُرُوْيُ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ, and there are wonderful plantations and farms, that is Zuru, وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ, and their palatial homes. They loved as kings, they loved as rulers, and that, but now everything is gone, and they are being punished right till the day of justice. Chapter number 40, verse number 46, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, النَّارُ يُؤْرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. Every day they are presented to the fire, in the morning and evening, and being punished already now. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, and when the day of justice comes, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, then they will be admitted, the people who followed the Pharaoh, in the worst, worst punishment, and that is Jahannam. So this ayah, chapter 40, verse 46, shows us how Almighty Allah punishes the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades now. Although we cannot see it, but it is happening. Thereafter, Almighty Allah speaks about وَنَعْمَةٍ, and the bounties, favors, كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ, in which they were living in and really enjoying themselves. They had all the luxuries. The poor people could only dream about it. And these people, yeah, they were in the lap of luxury. So وَنَعْمَةٍ, the bounties, favors, كَانُوا فِيهَا, in that bounties and favors, فاكهين, real enjoyment for them. كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي, but everything is short-lived. Inshallah, you will see in our lifetime, America will become one of the poorest countries, inshallah, because you have the crazy Donald Duck running the matters there. You will see Israel will fall apart, and that will be because of the civil war. So Allah has his own system. Me and you with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom and comprehend it. وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ, and all this wealth and all this luxury of the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, we let the other nation, the other people, the Israelites, they were the ones who inherited it. قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ, another people. So that is Allah Ta'ala's system, that he will allow you to continue making zulm, oppression, and all that. But thereafter, such a punishment will come. They will be decimated, humiliated, and destroyed. And all that luxury will go to the people who they used to oppress and so forth. See South Africa. You know Margaret Thatcher in 83. She made a statement. You should know all these things. She said the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. 10, 11 years later, Mandela becomes the president. So that is what happens. That you see now, they became multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires. That's a different issue. That the public did not benefit really, but they benefited. And self-enrichment and so forth. So that obviously is not the right thing to do. And we let the other nation inherit all these bounties, the farms, the orchards, the gardens, the homes, and everything else, the businesses, whatever. Now when this kuffar, the pharaoh and his cronies died, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ, then the heavens and the earth did not cry. The heavens and the earth did not cry while they were drowning. So when the true believer there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, when the Jutlas, the Haramis, the murderers, Hitler's children, murder, kill our babies, our children, our innocent civilians, men and women, the heavens and the earth are crying. And that is what we believe in. O Muslim, you the man, just now will be Fajr time, so when you read Salat in the Masjid, read in different places, not one specific place. So tomorrow when you pass away, all these places will be crying and saying, Abdullah read Salat here. And we wanted that all those good deeds he did, we will bear testimony for him. Amatullah, my sister, you read in different rooms in your house. So all those places will bear testimony for you. And when you pass away, they'll be crying. They will say, Amatullah used to read Salat here. So when the true believer passes away, and sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows us the signs also. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alay, the sage of the age, in 1998 he passed away. I was in Newcastle. So Imam Sema used to sit behind the Imam and I used to sit next to him. So I was there in the masjid before him. And then he came just before Maghrib and said, Bhai Padia ka intikal ho gaya. Bhai Padia passed away and main nahi ja raha ho, I'm not going, meri tabiyat theek nahi hai. So he said, he's not going for the janaza, he's not feeling well. So I said, Inna lillahi wa inna rajoon. I looked at the watch, was still 5-6 minutes left for Maghrib Adhan. So slowly I just went away and I saw one student's car there. I told him, take me to town masjid in Newcastle. I found out there who's going. So they said, yes. I said, you got place? He said, 100%. I said, don't worry, all the chows and all that, all the meals, I will arrange everything. My sister and them are there in Ispingo Beach. So they were elated, delighted. So when we went, they said 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in janaza. I think we read namaz 1 o'clock or something. And after janaza, we came back. Obviously, we didn't sleep. But the next day, I thought, you know, so I told the students the whole night we didn't sleep. But alhamdulillah, I had to attend by Murtaz janaza salat, you see. So that day, people were coming from Johannesburg and here and there. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ, how the heavens and the earth were crying, you see that. The planes were delayed and so forth. And you see that Allah shows us signs sometimes. That such rain comes, such storm comes. They crying, Awaliullah has passed away. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows us these signs. You must remember ye in this world. For the true believers. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. So for the non-Muslims, never will the skies and the earth, the jutla, jutli goes dispatch to Jahannam. For what must the sky cry? Even the donkeys will cry for these haramis and swines and pigs. So for ma bakat alayhimu sama'u wal ardu wa ma kanu munzareen. And they will not be given any respite and any extension. They will freck and they will die. Freck is the Afrikaans word. They will die like dogs on the appointed time. Wa ma kanu munzareen. And no extension of time. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. O Muslim, O Muslimah. O you, esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, if you're having a discussion with your children, grandchildren, you're having a discussion with your students, You must emphasize and re-emphasize this point upon them, which is the greatest dua and supplication we should make. In these times of fitna and calamity and all these trouble going on, mayhem, chaos, macro, micro, in locally South Africa and in other parts of the world, so you must teach them this dua. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, that we leave and you are pleased with us and we are pleased with you, O Rabbal Alameen. So that dua is the greatest dua, that we leave with iman. Surah 12, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with perfect iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. See, even post-death, we want to be in the company of the pious people. Before we born also. So yesterday, a brother told me his wife is expecting. So I told him, you and your wife read chapter 37, verse 100. The baby is not born, but you must read. Chapter 37, Surah Yasin is 36, Surah Safat is chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli minas salihin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah, grant me pious offspring, grant me normal children. So see the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 8th of Shawwal, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy, we're very proud about it. 10 missiles and rockets were fired from Gaza into Ashkelon. Ashkelon is Ashkelon. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, the Jutlas, Harami, Shaitans, Aulad, and children of Satan and Lucifer, that they stole our land, stole our orchards, stole our mosque, and stole everything. So now they're occupying it. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So several Jutlas, remember, were injured. And some of them escaping to the shelters also got injured. We say, Alhamdulillah. We're very happy about it. We have no sympathy, no empathy for any Jutla or Jutli for that matter. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Ya Allah, you send your armies against these Jutlas, the Haramis, the Mal'uneen, the cursed nation. And اللهم صلِّت عليهم كلباً من كلابك. Send your dogs upon them. اللهم شتِّت شملهم. اللهم دمِّر ديارهم. اللهم خالف بين قلوبهم وصفوفهم. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, destroy America, destroy Israel. Then we will find global peace and world peace. The two Haramis will be meeting there in the White House. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and Donald Trump. You see, Donald Duck Harami. So now he is behaving like a tenpot dictator and so forth. So you see, they will discuss certain issues. So anyway, that is the schedule for today. Israel kills and lies to the Western media, and the Western media believes them. I told you just now that several Jutlas were killed, were injured and so forth. Several Jutlas were injured there in Gaza, in Ashkelon and so forth, in Ashkelon. I heard BBC News this morning, 4 o'clock, they say only one person was injured. You see how they lie, and they use all the Western media, BBC, CNN, Fox, and whoever else, and so forth. And these idiots just believe what the Israelis are telling them. In Asia, there is a bloodbath. You see that? You go to Hong Kong, you go there to South Korea, you go to China, and they're losing millions and billions and trillions of dollars in the stock exchange and so forth because of this idiot Trump, you must remember. Tariff, you must remember. So now he's going to make America also totally bankrupt. And it will become a pauper state very soon, inshallah. Did I say so? Listen, a Republican person belonging to Trump's party said, elections will be a bloodbath. We will be losing seats like no person's legacy. People will never vote for us again after this foolish move of Trump. You see that? So inshallah, all that will happen. Israel says it was a mistake killing the 15 aid workers. First they said they didn't kill them. Then they said, yes, they had no signs and all that. One of the martyrs and persons were killed. His phone, they got all the footage and the signs were all there. So see how Allah humiliates these jutlas, haramis. They are the biggest murderers, the biggest terrorists on earth, and the biggest scum and pigs on this earth. Quran calls them pigs and swine. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah says He transformed them into pigs and swines and monkeys. And Almighty Allah Jalla states in chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, that they are rabbis, are like those donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. So remember, now they admitted reluctantly. So where's the reparations? Who is going to pay? Who is going to pay for Muhammad Durra? Who is going to pay for Shirin Abu Aqila? Who is going to pay for the 200 plus thousand you have murdered and martyred? So we're going to make sure you pay. You jutlas, you're going to pay for it. I'm telling you now. So you better run from there and get out as soon as you can. Taliban say they have been removed, you must remember, from the terrorist group list by Moscow and by Putin. So that's very good news for Taliban. Iran says they are ready for war against anybody. So now see how they are getting punished, you must remember, where? In America. There's a measles outbreak there in America, you see. Kennedy is the health minister, a skeptic of the vaccine. So he says, no, you must go for vaccine. So Allah is punishing them. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. That's their vaccine they are getting there. And then in Louisiana, Kentucky, and in Tennessee, all these places in America, winds and storms and so forth, 17 people dead, that's minimum. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Every American freaks and dies because of punishment. Remember that non-Muslims, we're very happy about that. Because you voted for Trump, 78 million people voting for a criminal, and you know his policies and so forth. So now you have to face the consequences as well. So Allah's punishment, Allah ki lati be awase. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, it does not make a noise. Saudi Arabia, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, Harami of the First Order, boot licking him, Trump and everybody, Saudi stocks lose half a trillion riyals. I'll repeat that. You heard what I'm saying? This is in Saudi media. Saudi stocks lose half a trillion riyals. Can you believe that? But still, these shaitans, these Saudis, Najdis, Wahhabis, that they will never learn. They're going to lose their kingdom. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Adu wa Thamud. Inshallah, their kingdom will also fall apart very soon. Heavy floods in Kinshasa, in Congo, dozens and dozens of people dead there. Allah Jalla wa Allah forgive the Muslims who are there. And those who are non-Muslims, Allah dispatch them to hell. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. So thousands march against Trump in all the cities, major cities there in US in the weekend. Remember, they anti-Zionism, anti-Israel, anti-Trump, anti-tariffs, anti-Gaza war. And now he is uniting the people against himself. You see that? And now the Americans are realizing their money is being used there to keep Israel alive. And the arms and all that are being given to them by America to murder and kill innocent babies and children. So you better wake up, Americans. Don't be such idiots, you must remember. Israel bars and does not allow two UK MPs. These were from the Labour. Labour is a controlling party, the party in power. They came there and they wanted to go to the West Bank to go and see. These Israelis detained them, put them there in detention, and then deported them. So we got three questions for you, Israel. Why don't you allow the international press to come in and journalists to come in? Why are you hiding your war crimes? Why are you hiding your genocide? Why are you hiding your ethnic cleansing? Why are you hiding your crimes against humanity? These are your people. Therefore, that the foreign minister of Britain, he blew a gasket and said, they condemn Israel for the detention and deportation of their two MPs and so forth. So that is Israel. It does as it pleases and nobody can tell them. But Almighty Allah taught us something and it will always happen, whether America likes it or not, whether Israel likes it or not. Wa iz ta'adhana rabbuk, that your Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, has announced, la yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati man yasumuhum su'al adhab. Surely, definitely, Almighty Allah will appoint people that to send them to hell and punish them. And hell is H. And the people before them also H. Hitler, H. Hamas, H. Hezbollah, H. Houthis, H. And we also H. Hamas. So now we send them straight to hell. That's what we do, insha'Allahul Aziz. So that is what Lapid, the leader of the opposition, says, that Bibi is on a cruise in the Yanubi River there in Hungary, and yet this side the war is going on, so he must resign immediately and so forth. You know, Israel is on the verge of collapse. And if you read the Jerusalem Post, you read the Haaretz, you will see many people are predicting that very soon Israel will collapse. And Netanyahu's crimes are increasing daily. He's filled up to his neck with crimes and charges against him. Let's come to our own country and see. So what is happening here, you must remember. So you know that the ANC, they have a Secretary General, Fikile Balula. You remember he made a secret trip to Dubai. And who paid for it? Always, you know, just join the dots. Then you will know who was involved in who. Who's who in the zoo. You see that? So these are the corrupt characters. So Fikile Balula, he made some speech and he made some deal with the secret budget talk. And the ANC are livid about this. Who gave you the right to go make secret talks with the budget and so forth and so on? Zelensky, the harami, is coming to South Africa. What the hell are you doing, Saran? You know you belong to Russia, you belong to China, you belong to BRICS. For what you want to call Zelensky here? To curry favor with America? America is not going to be favorable to you as long as you keep the case against Israel. And for that, we salute you as long as you keep the case there. So this is bootlicking on behalf of the ANC to invite Zelensky. He'll be coming here, another harami, to visit South Africa. DA and the FF, DA, the Democratic Alliance, Zilla and them, and Freedom France should be punished, meaning they should not be given ministerial positions because they were not for the budget and so forth. So all that wrangling is still going on and so forth. Our programs today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, the interview. Why did Almighty Allah punish the Jews and the Jutlas in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah? So that's very interesting between 8:30 and 9. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be our trip to Qurtuba. Very, very interesting. I saw various new masajid and so forth, you know, in Marlboro and then in Baklu and all these places. First time in my life I went to this masajid. So very interesting. Allah reward my brother Haji Ahmad Abdi. You know, he picks me up and takes us. And thereafter, remember that at night tonight, the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8 and 10. Mohan Salim, we have 15, 16 minutes left. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to make dua in English whilst making Nafil Salah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In Salat, we cannot be making dua in any language except in the Arabic language. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. Perform your Salat as you see me performing the Salat. Yes, you woke up now, Ishawal fast, for example. You woke up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and now you read 2 rakat Salat, Tahajjud, 4 rakat, whatever. And then you went into Sajda out of Salat. And then you went into Sajda and you cried and you petitioned and begged Almighty Allah, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant slave comes to Almighty Allah's mercy is when you are in Sajda and Sujood. So make abundant dua in that posture, in sujood. So out of Salat, you speak to Allah in any language. In Salat, Nafil Salat, Sunnat Salat, Wajib for Salat, everything must be in Arabic. Remember, nothing in English and Zulu and Gujarati and Meman and all that, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, at what age can a son be a mahram to his mother?
Remember, the condition is to be a mahram for your mother, you must be baligh. You can't say you're taking your son now for Umrah and your son's age is 4, 5, 6, 7 years old and you say he will be a mahram, so that doesn't qualify. He is your son, you're not disputing that. But can he be qualified and can he be called a mahram for you? No, he can't because he's not baligh as yet. So to reach the age of puberty, maturity, that will be a prerequisite and condition for him to classify and qualify as a mahram. Mahram means that you, that male, can never ever marry that female, and that female can never ever marry that male. For example, my mother, my sister, my auntie, my father's sister, my mother's sister, so my daughter. So like that, remember that I become mahram for all these ladies, provided that I am baligh and mature and sane and so forth.
Mufti Saab, is there a particular way to read Tahajjud Salah? I read 2 rakat of Tahajjud and then read Durood Sharif 3 times and then make my dua.
Remember, Tahajjud Salah minimum is 2 rakats. You can read 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 rakats were the adat, the mubarakah, the normal habit of him, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you read it in twos, 2, 2, 2, 2. Hanafi ulama say you can read in fours also. The Hanafi ulama say you can read in fours also. So all parties have the dalail and evidence, remember that. So, but the majority scholars say, Salatul Layli Masna Masna, you must read in twos and then you make salam. And then, so just read in twos, so there's no ikhtilaf and no difference of opinion. And then you read any surahs. When I was young, then our Indian people, they got their own customs. They brought one kitab from India, from Saharanpur, Palanpur, and Kolvatpur, and Dhabelpur, and all this. And it's called Lal Kitab. So they said, when you're going to read the Tahajjud Salat, then in the first rakat, you must read Kulwallah 80 times or 12 times. Then in the next rakat, you must read 7 times or 11 times. And that all that are fairy tales. There's no such thing like that. You read any surah you want and you read one time only. No 8 times and 12 times and 10 times and all that. And thereafter that you make istighfar and you make dua, Durood Sharif. That is the best time to make istighfar. Quran Kareem states, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that the pious people make istighfar and they beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness at suhoor time, sahri time, and the best time to make dua as well. So what you are doing is acceptable, but if you can increase the amount from 2 rakats to 4 rakats at least, so Allah Jalla Wala will reward you more, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my wife is pregnant after 3 years. Should I keep it a secret or should I tell people? What's your advice?
Remember, you and your wife, both of you, should be reading the following verses, all from the Noble Quran. Write it down, chapter number 37, Surah Safat, and verse number 100, the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, grant us pious offspring, normal children. Then Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam's dua, his wife was old also, like Sayyida Sarah, Sayyida Hajar, you know, she was young, but then they didn't have children, and afterward children came. So nevertheless, we find that Almighty Allah then blessed Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam and Alisha, his wife Alisha. So remember what children with the son, and he was John the Baptist, and they say. So Zakariya alayhi salam's son's name Yahya alayhi salam. But which dua did he read? Chapter 3, verse 38, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. O Allah, grant me such children that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'u dua. O Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua. Third one, read Surah 25, verse 74. رَبَّنَا حَبَلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُونَ. Ya Allah, grant us as spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. You see? So these are the du'as you should read. Now the question, must you inform the public? No. You should only inform the people who are your well-wisher. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see dreams, and the dreams are favorable, then وَلَا تُحَدِّثْ إِلَّا حَبِيبًا أَوْ لَبِيبًا. Go tell people who are your beloved, they are your well-wisher, or people who are intelligent people. Today's world, people are very jealous, they have hidden agenda in front of you, they'll make mashallah, subhanallah, you just turn around, they'll stab you in the back. So my advice to you, you and your wife, you know who are your trustworthy friends, so just tell them to make dua. But don't go and tell harkas wa nakas, kullu man habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry, or Mary, I gave you in 3-4 languages. In Arabic you say kullu man habba wa dabba, in Urdu you say harkas wa nakas, and English you say Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary. So you don't have to tell everybody, and you continue making dua, inshallah.
Kisab, I'm in Makkah and I want to make a second umrah. Can I go with my sister to make the second umrah, or do I need a mahram with me?
I would not advise you that you go with your sister, and maybe she's going with her husband, and her husband for you is a stranger, so there's no parda there. So meaning that you must make parda from him, and therefore he's a stranger to you. So therefore the point here is that you don't have a mahram. And nowadays you get these youngsters, they look for ladies who don't have their husband with them, they don't have a mahram with them, and then they start pinching them, start pushing them, all that. I would not advise it. All you ladies nowadays, the crowds are big and so forth, go with your husbands for tawaf, go with your husbands or your mahram were for umrah day to Tan'im, Masjid Aisha, or Jirana, 30 kilos out of Makkah, and so forth and so on. So, and Dalil for that will be Mother Aisha. Dalil means proof and evidence. Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, on the night of the 14th of Zulhijjah after Hajj, she came and she was crying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the honorable wives perform umrah and Hajj. You know, I didn't perform umrah. She was in a menses. So I desire, Ya Rasulullah, to perform umrah. Okay, fine. You go with your brother Abdul Rahman and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, were in Abtah, in Batha. Do you know where is Abtah, Batha? Go there to Aziziya and go and look at Dawood Mota. Dawood Mota is bin Dawood and the Shisha branch. I'm not saying exactly at that place, but in that location, in that area. So that... So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to depart from there to go to Medina Munawwara, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Siddiqa Sayyid Aisha, you don't go alone, you go with your brother Abdul Rahman and perform the umrah from there. Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, made istidlal and wonderful masla he took out, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. If after Hajj you perform an umrah, then your Tawaful Wida falls away. Where is Hazrat Aisha's Tawaful Wida? She didn't perform. So when she performed this Umrah, so that was a substitute and it incorporated the Tawaful Wida, the farewell Tawaf as well. See, these are how the ulama, they deduce all these wonderful masail and make life easy for us.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a wife to give her husband zakat since he is eligible for zakat?
Totally haram, so the zakat will just stay there in the house. Husband gives zakat to wife, wife gives zakat to husband, so that is definitely not permissible. And remember, zakat must be given to whom? Almighty Allah states, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, teaches us that there are 8 categories who are deceiving, who are deserving of receiving zakat. So you must remember that. So now, husband can't give wife, and wife give husband, and so forth. So how you can't give your parents, you can't give your children, grandchildren. So same way, spouses cannot give one another. So what you should do is you get your family members and you can tell them that they must give your husband because you say he is poor and needy and so forth. But if your husband, he has cars, he has cell phones, he has TV, he has internet and all these gadgets and so forth, then remember, he can't take zakat. So we need to be very clear. Today, the abuse of zakat, you can't believe, you must remember that. Therefore, I said the other day, now the chickens are coming home to roost. You see that? So you must remember that our darulums, our institutions, all that, if you have a financial audit, there will be serious problems, majority of them. You take all these organizations collecting zakat, and ask them now for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, you're collecting, where's your records? They don't even know what they were doing with it. You must say, majority of them. So that is why I say that this is all amanat, and we must be very careful, circumspect to whom we are giving our zakat and our lillah and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, if the husband passes away, is it permissible to bury him in his wife's grave?
100%, my brother Muhammad Khan, who picks me up, mashallah, every day for Fajr Salat and Isha Salat, Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his family. So his father is buried in mother's grave. Mother is buried in father's grave. So the father passed away first, and then the mother, mashallah, is buried in the husband's grave. So anyway, it can be father in mother's grave or mother in her father's grave, meaning her husband's grave. So all permissible. There's no problem with that. And you, when you're the husband, when your wife passes away, you go down in the grave and bury your wife, totally permissible. One day somebody passed away, so I told the husband, go down, you know. So this thing. So then one person came and said, how can this be permissible and can make noise? You know, jahil people, ignorant people, can't even read Quran properly looking inside. So I asked him, instead of making noise, do you know who buried Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha? Now he looks at me. I say, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, he buried Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. So don't come make noise here. So just go fly a kite and don't come teach us your nonsense, you see. People just come and learn from the Lal Kitab and they got one custom tradition. Husband can't bury wife. So there's nothing like that in Islam. Totally permissible it is to bury a husband in the wife's grave, to bury the wife in the husband's grave. All permissible, no problem.
Okay, so whilst a person is fasting, can they take a drip?
100%, remember, totally permissible. Today, you know, for a drip and all that, you don't have to go to hospital. You've got a good doctor and he will arrange for you, tell the nurses to go there and ABC house, XYZ house and put up a drip and all that. So totally permissible. You take injection, you take a drip and all that, your fast is valid. There's no problem with that.
A woman is divorced and nobody wants to take her back from the family. What does she do, Mufti Sahib?
Remember that when a lady is divorced, so you, the parents, and especially the father, you should never ever consider her to be a burden. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah, Mishkat, and various compilations of the Lus Sadaqah. The best charity is for your daughter, who was divorced. So you, the father, you, the family, should take her. What's the sense you're giving these people zakat and that person lillah and all? But your own kids and kin, your own sister, your own daughter, your own auntie, you're not prepared to look after her. So remember, that's an indictment upon us and so forth. So it shows we are doing things just riyah and wasum'ah. Riyah and wasum'ah means we're doing things just to impress the eyes of people and the ears of people. So totally haram that is. And anybody else want to take her over, meaning that you don't you bring her in the house, but you tell her, fine, this is the house you stay in. We will pay all your expenses and so forth, your zakat and so forth. So Allah will reward you abundantly. So the ummah should rise to that occasion, mashallah. And you, the parents, the family, you will be guilty of a major, major sin for neglecting and abandoning your duty.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to read the tasbihat in our left hand?
Whether you read on right hand, left hand, both permissible tomorrow on day of Qiyamah. So all those will be the bearing testimony. But in Abu Dawood, there's a hadith, وَبِلْ يَدِ الْيُمْنَى. So right hand, left hand, so right hand is better. But if you read with the left hand, so that also is permissible. So like myself, I hardly use a tasbih, the rosary. You know, people say rosary, the Christians. I use my fingers all the time. So to use finger and tasbih, so what is better? To use the fingers, whether it's right hand or left hand, and to use a tasbih, that also is permissible. But these fingers will bear testimony tomorrow on the day of justice and say, Ya Allah, I was there. We should read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, like that. So this will all bear testimony on the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, inshallah.
So I will take the last question. Are men allowed to go for facials?
So remember that we need to understand what is meant by facials. If you mean by facials, there's some maulanas and some people before they appear on the TV, then they want to look like Trump and all these guys, blue they put for them on their eyes and thus and red and so forth. They look like a clown, you know. But you can see the maulana just came out now, you understand? And they did a facial for him, you see. So because he's going to appear on the TV and so forth, you know. All haram that is, you mother. If that is what you mean. If you mean that on your body, on your face and all that, you got pimples, you got this, you got that, you want to remove all those things, so then it is permissible, there's no problem. So it depends what you mean by facial, remember that. So whether it's male or female, if you mean you want to push yourself up because why? Now you're going on the TV or you're going on some show or you're going to impress, dress to impress and so forth, so all that is haram. But if it is to remove the pimples or the rash and so forth on your face, so that will be acceptable, permissible. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.